Welcome to Dose of Courage, a podcast for purpose-driven women in search of community who are ready to level up in their faith, business, and life. I'm Courage Molina, your courage coach, here to equip you with the tools you need to live a bolder and more courageous life so you can increase your impact and income. Courage Crusaders, let's go.
What's up? I am so glad we are back. I cannot believe this is the last Monday of 2020. Right? Do you feel like that? Like, just breathe in, breathe out. Like, yes. So glad we made it. Wasn't sure we were going to make it, but so glad we did, right? This has been one hell of a year. This is the last Monday. Yes, I said Monday. You're hearing that right. So that's the first announcement that Dose of Courage podcast will be coming out on Mondays. Ah, I'm so excited. They're going to be coming out on Mondays instead of Saturdays. So now, you know, this is the thing that you can use to get your week started, get your dose of courage to challenge you so you can be thinking about it all week. What did I learn? What did she say? How can I use it? So, yeah, changing to Monday. Super excited about that. I've just learned so much about, like, marketing and so much about myself this year, things that I can do consistently. This is the thing. The podcast can come out on Saturday. I'm not going to talk about it until Monday or Tuesday because I don't really work on the weekends. And so for me, it's so important for me to be able to talk about it all week long and then just maybe post about it on the weekend or something. I don't know. But just thinking about my process and how I am, you know, I've learned so much. And here's the thing. When you are learning something, right? Anytime you are taking in information, if you don't plan on using it, it's just entertainment. I have my notes right here. That's actually what we're going to talk about today. Anything you learn and you don't apply is basically reduced to entertainment. This makes people so uncomfortable, especially when I'm talking to like people of faith who are reading their Bible or going to church. You reduce the word that you got, the word that you received in church, from Bible study, from your own personal time in the Word, you reduce it to entertainment, regardless of what the content is, when you don't use it. It's just something you did to pass the time. It's just something you did for fun. It is just like trivial information, right? And here's the thing. As a courage coach and your favorite Bible teacher, everything I teach, I want for everything that I teach to require you to take action, to do something. It's why I end the podcast with, this is your homework. I'm not just saying that. I've thought about the things that we've discussed during the podcast, and I want you to do this assignment, or I want you to, you know, come up with an action plan, because it's useless to acquire all of this knowledge and to take in all this information and then not use it. Transformation comes when I apply wisdom to my life. That means in action. It's like learning all the exercises you need to do. Like, okay, I went to the gym. They taught me all the exercises. I could tell somebody else all the exercises, but I'm not applying it to my life. There's no transformation. And, you know, the time that I spent there getting that information was really just entertainment or trivial. Or a waste of my time. And so in this session, I really want to break down like the understanding, like what's the difference between like knowledge and wisdom and the benefits from creating this habit. And so we've been talking about habits for the past, this is habit number 7 we're going to discuss today, learning and applying new knowledge to your faith, your business, and your life. We're going to talk about habit number 7 today. So probably for the last 8 weeks, the last 2 months, that's a long time. So all of November and all of December have been about habits. And so I want to end this series, this is the last habit anyway. We're going to end the year talking about the habit of learning and applying new knowledge to your faith, to your business, and to your life, right? And so when you apply that wisdom, it can have a positive impact on all of those areas. Here's the first thing, right? We're talking about making habits. When you have a habit for learning, or when you have a routine to learn, it means that you're not waiting for you to not know something or for there to be this area of struggle. You are intentional about how you spend your time. You have a growth plan. You have a habit, a routine, a schedule that you are doing it daily or weekly. You are learning something that is meant to impact you so that you can have a plan of action, right? A routine is what you do daily. It's what you do weekly. Do you have a routine? Do you have the habit of learning and applying? Sometimes, especially before the pandemic, I would meet people and we would all be going to the same conferences or the same networking events, and they would have speakers and they would be teaching us about all these things. But then when I meet you, say five conferences down, you still haven't applied what you learned from the first conference. I'm a coach. And sometimes while people are in my program or in programs where I'm coaching, they've already signed up for another program and they haven't applied what they learned from the program they're still enrolled in. We can become addicted to learning, and we can become addicted to like conferences and programs and things like that, but we haven't built up a habit or created a habit of learning and then applying, right? So whenever I go to a conference, if I'm on a summit, if I'm listening to a podcast, I don't care what I'm doing. Whatever way I'm acquiring and consuming, however I'm consuming information, when the podcast is over, when the chapter is over, when the speaker is done, I have thought about what they've said. I've done a mental check of the area of my life that it applies to, and I'm already coming up with a plan of action. If I listen to your webinar and the webinar says that I'm supposed to do this and it's something I didn't know or I haven't been doing, I'm going to start right away. As soon as I possibly can. I'm not going to wait 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years to implement it. I picked up the book, listened to the podcast today for a reason. I'm listening to these marketing podcasts, these podcasts about marketing and things like that. When I'm done listening to an episode, I have a plan. Like, okay, that means I need to do this. What type of support? Do I have the skill to do that? Do I need to read another book that's going to teach me how to create content? Do I need to read another book that's going to teach me how to do Facebook ads? If they're telling me I need to do Facebook ads, that's something I've learned, right? And I'm like, okay, well, I learned that. I'm coming up with a plan of action. What now? What am I going to do now that I know this information? And it's not something that I do sometimes. I make it a habit. That's what I do. I went to a conference. At the end of the conference, I'm going to look at my notes and use those notes to create my plan for the next week or for the next day. If I'm at a conference and I have a, I'm on Clubhouse. I don't know if you guys know about Clubhouse. It's another social media platform, but it's really, it seems to be the way that I've been engaging with the platform is it seems to be more geared towards entrepreneurs, like those rooms and stuff. Really had a lot of great information. So I was in a room and they were talking about a new 30, like not new, but a way to introduce yourself, your 30 second intro, whatever. And I have my intro already when I meet somebody, but she gave some additional information and I was like, ooh, that does make it hit different. While I'm in the room, I pulled up my bio and I changed my bio while I was listening. I updated my intro in my notebook while I was listening. And I've practiced using that bio since I got that from the room. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is not something I have to think about doing. I've made that a habit. And if we want to level up in our faith and in our business, in our life, we know that we're going to have to learn new things and acquire new skills or improve our skills or master our skills. But when we're acquiring that new knowledge, we have to have a habit of creating a plan of action and following through on that plan of action. Because transformation takes action. It's not enough for me to learn the new information, right? If I want to have a mindset shift, I may need to change some things about my routine. If I want to have transformation in my physical appearance, in my faith, in my business, then I need to do things differently. That's the only way that transformation comes. Transformation doesn't come because you have new thoughts. Transformation doesn't come because I have new information. I'm not losing weight because I know what a vegan diet is. I learned all there is to know about going vegan. I'm not healthier because I know that information. I'm equipped now, right? Now I can create a plan so I can do things differently, but me knowing about a vegan lifestyle, that does not lower my cholesterol. Me knowing how to do planks, like I know, I've acquired that information, does not give me a six pack. And the same is true when we think about, you know, the podcasts that we listen to, or sometimes we go to like these church functions and things like, oh, I was at Bible study. Okay, that's great. You've been going to Bible study every week for the past 3 months. What has changed? What are you doing differently? Yes, now you know more. And maybe you even have some friendships. Maybe you made friends with people who are there. But how has the revelations, the things that you learned in that Bible study, how has it changed you? How has it challenged your old habits, your old way of thinking, the way you do things? So it's not enough for us to learn. Growth is not just acquiring knowledge. It is understanding when and how to use it and then using it. You know, our thoughts are really powerful. And in the sense that what you think either is going to cause you to act or it's going to cause you to not act, right? So because I think this way, now I'm going to do something different. Or because I think this way, now I'm not doing anything, right? So our thoughts are powerful. So it is important for us to acquire this new knowledge so that it can challenge our thoughts. It's just not enough to change our life. Right, it's just not enough. Nothing changes if you don't. If your behaviors don't change, your habits, your routines don't change, nothing else is going to change just because you know new information. I want you to, I know this is the same assignment I gave you before, but it's because it's good. I want you to commit to doing the bolder morning. If you go back and you listen to all of the previous podcasts, where I talk about the 7 habits, right? I talk about all these habits that you need so that you can courageously level up in your faith and your business and your life, right? If you go back and listen to those podcasts, you will find that when you adapt a bolder morning routine, right? When you start doing the bolder morning, that so many of the things that we know are important for us to level up are included in that morning routine. And specifically for this habit of learning and applying the knowledge to your faith, to your life, to your business, that is going to be the L and the R, right? So BOLDER is the acronym. B stands for bless the Lord. That is about our gratitude. O is optimizing our visualization. That's using your imagination to go beyond what's on the vision board. Then we come to L, and L is learn something relevant. So now I have the habit, because I do my bolder morning routine every day. Now I have the habit of learning something new, right? I already got that, because some of us don't even have that part now, let alone talking about, oh, applying. We are not actively learning new things to help us in business. We're just talking about the things we don't know how to do, right? So if I'm doing the bolder morning, then that L already is learning relevant information. I'm gonna learn something relevant. Maybe I'm reading a book. Maybe I'm going through a module in a course that I signed up for. Maybe I'm watching a YouTube. Maybe I'm listening to some free audio training. Maybe that's my podcast time, where I'm listening to a podcast that is very like techie or something, or technical, right? Where it's really teaching me about marketing, or really teaching me about creating content or something. Who knows? But there are some very specific podcasts out there. So maybe that's what I'm listening to during my L part of my morning. I'm learning something relevant. It's also the R part, because the R is the reading of your Bible, right? And then writing in your journal. So the R is really an opportunity for you to read and study your Bible in a way that leads you to an action plan. I always teach the SOAP method. I did not create the SOAP method. I don't know where it came from. It's what I've always used. I've used it for years. I just found out this year that it had an acronym. It's what I've always done, but I didn't know there was an acronym for it. And so if you do your Boulder morning, then that R is going to help you to acquire new information, a new understanding, and apply it to your life in the area of faith and the area of your relationships or communication, right? Because I know that you guys know that the word of God is, listen, they say the beginning of the word says the beginning of the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. So the first place we're going to go to get new information, to get wisdom, to transform our lives, it's going to be in the actual word of God. So if you're doing the Boulder morning, then you have the learning, you have the reading and the applying. D is declaring and decreeing. E is exercise. But if you're, which is great for your self-care, gratitude, having a gratitude journal is great for your mindset. It's great for your emotional and your mental health. If you're doing the Boulder morning, then there are so many of the habits that you'll already have a routine for. It's a great place to start. The other part of your homework is to join the community. Right, so Boulder Morning takes care of a lot of the steps, a lot of the habits that we talk about on this podcast. And joining the community helps you to connect with other women who are wanting to, you know, build extraordinary faith, women who want to level up in their business, women who want to have massive impact, massive influence, and massive income. And they believe it's their purpose and it's their birth, that wealth is their birthright. Those are the women that, those are the women that you want to connect with and that you want to build relationships with, because they understand the journey that you're on. They are also believing God for greatness. And so you're like, a lot of times women say things like, oh, well, I have a friend circle, but I don't really have a circle that I can build with. And so here we go. This is a space for you to do that in the community. And then third, I want you to share this with a friend, screenshot it, share it in your communities, share it in your IG stories, and tag me, share the link in a text message, share. The more people that you have around you that are equipped to go after what God has called them for, the better off your life will be too. And don't you want to see other women grow like you're growing? So if this podcast is blessing you, and you're listening to it, don't worry about who else needs it. Just share it. Don't say, well, they probably don't need it. Share it. Maybe they don't need it, but maybe they know somebody that you don't know that does need it, right? So be sure to share it. If you haven't listened to the habits, take the time over the next few days and just, most of the episodes are about 30 minutes or less. Most of them are. So you can just go back through and listen to the habits. They're the previous seven. Yeah, the previous seven episodes, check those out. That's it. I hope you had an amazing Christmas. I can't believe I'm 40. Y'all know I'm super excited about that. What else can I believe? Oh, how can you join the group? You can go to the website, couragemolina.org. There's a link in the description. If you're on the email list, then you have a link in the email list. The next time that you hear me saying, like, the next episode that comes out, what's up? Oh my goodness, it is gonna be 2021. I'm excited. I know that I was excited about 2020. I don't regret being excited about 2020. Now, 2020 did not turn out necessarily the way we had hoped, but there are some areas in my life that are even better than I could have expected for 2020. And I hope that you're able to reflect and see that for your life. All right. Don't forget, next podcast in 2021 will be coming out on Mondays. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Tell five friends, man. Let's go. It's time for us to courageously level up in our faith, in our business, and in our life. Like, the time for playing small is over. Done. All right. Till next year. Oh, my gosh. Till next year. I will see you guys later.